That's going to be a game. It's 11:19 on WGM. John Williams here, 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. So you've probably heard our Kevin Powell and Joe Brand are going to broadcast live from 2 to 4:30 Sunday from the Barn Hockey Bar, sponsored by El Bandito Yankee Tequila. So Joe and Kevin will take you right up to the pregame coverage at 4:30 as the Hawks get ready to take on Detroit. And that's just going to be such a big day. Connor Bedard will be on the ice. Patrick Kane will be there. And so too will Chris Chelios, because they're going to be retiring his jersey, the Hall of Famer. And he's got an autograph signing, actually, at the Binney's in Lincoln Park on Tuesday. Chris Chelios will be signing, I guess, bottles of El Bandito tequila. You can taste it there as well. Chris is on a phone line right now. Hey, Chris, you're on WGN. Did I get all of that right? You've got a busy week.
Yeah. I mean, I've been being asked if I'm excited, and that's an understatement. It's close now, yeah. So it's going to be great. You know, I've been talking to people I haven't spoke with from all over the place, all over the country, I should say, that are looking forward to this weekend, and it's going to be exciting for me and my family. The fans are fired up, too. It's been great walking around it, like, now that the end is near here.
I tried to get tickets to the game earlier in the season, and I said, I want to get tickets. And by the time I finish the date, they go, that's the Chelios game. You can't get tickets to that. What are you, crazy? You can't go.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are? You can't go to that game. That's the ticket this year.
Well, that's because I took them all. I was trying to get all my friends in. Yeah, there's a lot of people from Evergreen Park that I got coming, too. So I'm going to have to sneak half of them in gate 6 like I used to do the old gate 3.5 with all my friends.
But, wow.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. And then, of course, you got Patrick Kane, his first game back. I'm excited to see him play. And it's just like the perfect, you know, it's going to be awesome.
So now you're this successful tequila businessman, you're an ambassador for the Blackhawks. When you watch a game like this, though, on the ice, do you miss being out there? Do you still want to wind up a slap shot?
No, you know what? I played so long, I really don't have any desire. I think the only time that you really, for me, when I miss it, is when the playoffs roll around. It's just, there's nothing like playoff sports and playoff hockey, and that's what I miss. It's just a different type of atmosphere, and but, you know, I'm content up in that box being an ambassador with Savvy, not getting hit, not getting hurt. It's awesome.
Yeah, what about that? And how much of your career did you play with a helmet or without a helmet? Were you on the line where that came in and out?
Well, you know what? Back when I started, you were allowed to not wear a helmet, but you had to sign a waiver. I wouldn't even think about going out there. Especially the way I played, I might as well put a bullseye on my head. So, I couldn't fathom. You know, it was a little slower, the game back in the 70s, but still, there's a little more respect, I think, too, with the guys not hitting from behind and not going after guys like that. But once the helmets started coming on and the face shields, guys were a little more reckless and careless, and then obviously notice the speed of the game now. It's amazing.
It's faster than it used to be. I mean, you didn't play that long ago. Are the guys bigger now on the ice than they were?
Everything. Bigger, faster, whether it's, training methods, whatever they're putting in those chickens and those cows. I don't want to know, but that's working.
Yeah, no kidding. You played on, four Olympic teams. You were a multi-all-star. You were, obviously, you hoisted the Stanley Cup above your head, Hall of Famer, and now with your jersey retired. Would you prioritize or categorize those moments? What stands out in your career, Chris?
Well, there's no question this is the greatest honor, and quite honestly, because it's in my hometown. That's pretty special, and I thought about it, and I started wondering if anybody else in Chicago who was born and raised had ever had their jersey retired, and the only one I can come up with so far who was a great friend of mine was Dick Butkus. So that makes this pretty special for me anyway, and that the people that I grew up with and coaches and the fans, at least I feel like one of their own. And I feel the same, when a young girl, Abby Murphy from Evergreen Park, made the women's Olympic team. I couldn't be happier that a local girl, especially from my same town, Evergreen Park, had made the Olympic team. So I think I know what the fans feel like, and to have one of your own make it and be successful, I think they're pretty proud of the fact that, you know, I'm one of theirs.
Speaking of having one of your own being successful, your daughter does a nice job on the games.
That's what going to Northwestern for 5 years will do for you. She's been amazing from the beginning. You know, when she started in Tampa, lucky enough to be on a team that was in the thick of things, the playoffs, the Stanley Cups. It was a great experience for her. And then for her to be able to come home, and obviously the Wirtz family bringing her back here, give her the opportunity. And I love watching her. She's great. And she couldn't be happier. She's had, you know, two kids now. She's about to have a kid any minute before this thing. So we'll see if she can hold it for another week. But she's been great. And, you know, the women, you know, obviously back in the day, like my sisters, didn't have that opportunity that women have now. And she's done great.
And she didn't play in the NHL, right? The idea that you have to have played the game to have a feel for it, to appreciate the intricacies or nuances of the game. Well, here's this young lady who is without pause. She doesn't miss a beat. She knows her stuff, and it's great analysis. She's really good at what she does.
Yeah, she got two older brothers. She had no choice, and her sister Tara. You know, they started goalie and then, you know, worked their way up. And Kaylee and her sister actually played hockey, you know, growing up through high school. So she knows enough and she's seen enough, and that surely it helped. But again, going to Northwestern and, you know, with that journalism program they have there really bring it to a different level.
708 says, my 38-year-old son still has his autographed Chelios shirt. I think he was 10 when he signed it. Congratulations on your number being retired. Yeah, congrats to you. Tomorrow, you're going to be signing bottles of that Yankee Bandito, that Bandito Yankee tequila. Am I right?
Yep. Benny's, that's been my favorite liquor store for years. A great group of people, and I'll be there tomorrow night, 6 to 8. I'm looking forward to that. The tequila's going good. I guess the only thing I'd say is that I'm not, you know, saying that alcohol's good for you, but we're the healthiest, you know, drink tequila. That there's no additives, and you know, it's great. So I just said, try it, and you'll love it. I guarantee it.
All right, that's 6 to 8 o'clock tomorrow at the Benny's in Lincoln Park, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
It is.
Well, everybody head on over there for that. And then remember, Kevin Powell and Joe Brand are broadcasting live from the Barn Hockey Bar, sponsored by El Bandito, Yankee Tequila. And that'll be 2 to 4:30 before the game Sunday. And then at 4:30, our pregame coverage begins. And all eyes will be on number 7. Congratulations, Chris. And thanks for giving us some of your time today.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
Have a good day. And there's Chris Chelios. It's 11:27. Okay, WGN.